I'm Fei Chu, and I joined the liberation struggle in 1973. After independence, I spent 14 years in government, and that was more or less all in education. And we were able to improve education for Africans.
78-year-old Fei Chung is the third generation of a Chinese immigrant family in Zimbabwe. She joined Zimbabwe's liberation struggle in 1970s and served in various positions in the government of Robert Mugabe after independence. Chung is so far the only person of Chinese descent to have worked as a cabinet minister in the Zimbabwe government. She first visited China in 1973 when things were not so developed.
At that time, industrialization was very, very simple. They had to do what they were capable of doing. So it was very primitive industrialization. And I saw that under the communes, you had to do some factories right on your farm. I saw them doing shoe factories, clothing factories, paper factories. And the technology was very, very simple. You know, at that time I thought, China's technology is backward.
Fei Chung says the transformation in China over the years has been quite impressive.
So we find China from 1973, 1980s, 1990s, moving from very primitive technology, lower than Africa, to a middle level, and then they moved to advanced technology. So I think this is a lesson that we have from China. Instead of looking just 5 years, but we see China looking at 46 years, looking at 100 years, and saying we have to change all the time.
Chung attributes China's rapid development to its socialist ideology.
I think China should be congratulated that over 70 years they've managed to maintain one ideology, socialism. At the same time has managed to adapt it for every decade. I think that is a big achievement.
Fei Chung is the author of bestseller Zimbabwe Looking East and urges Zimbabwe to learn from China's development model.
We cannot just copy. We have to take what is good in the Chinese experience and adapt it to the Zimbabwean situation. So I think the important thing is we need to do policies which are related to these challenges we have. And I think that's a good thing that China does not say, we know the answers. Because in fact, China has admitted that the answers change every generation because they've been changing. And what they are doing now is different from 1950, 1960. So they understand that development is dynamic.
For CRI, I'm Gao Junya reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe.